If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
A couple things that I haven't talked about yet that I keep on a list. And the first one is that Amy was doing a fake boomerang with her son. And it's on a late night talk show on E, right?
Yeah. Busy Phillips, she just got her own late night talk show on E, and she had Julia Roberts on, who does the fake boomerangs. And when I did mine, I tagged Julia Roberts, and I don't know, I ended up on TV, and it's crazy.
So what a boomerang is, it's basically a picture, but it just moves, it's like 1 second at a time, and it just starts over, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so Amy did one where they were just faking like they were going back and forth, but they were doing it. It was her and her son. You're eating cupcake, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really a boomerang. It was just a video, and it, yeah. We were like doing the boomerang motion, and it was super cool. Like, I was geeking out. I couldn't believe it. Plus, I love Julia Roberts, so now I feel like we're friends.
Oh, you and Julia?
Me, Julia, and Busy, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh wow, I'm Busy. I don't know who Busy is.
Oh my gosh, do you not follow her on Instagram? So, she's an actress, but, you know, kind of just okay actress. But Instagram shot her into, like, bigger fame. She got, like, over 1 million followers from Instagram. She got a book deal and a late-night TV show.
With just 1 million followers?
Well, I don't know. She may have more than that. I'm just saying her online or her social media presence, yeah. I should say, got people to recognize, you know, that she's funny and awesome and... I follow her, so that's why how I became a fan is basically because of Instagram.
Well, that was cool. Let me see what else I have on this list. I was going to mention this. I never got to it yesterday. Before we did Dancing with the Stars on Monday, they called everybody together. Like, all the dancers, all the quote-unquote stars, all the crew. And they said, hey, we'd like to make an announcement. And I'm like, what's happening? Are they going to... Does someone die if they don't make the show this week? I mean, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, right? And so apparently one of the producers was choking and one of the guys working on the crew, like, saved his life.
Oh. And so they called y'all together to be like what?
To be like, you know, we'll call him Jimmy. Jimmy just saved Chris's life and, like, clapped for him. And they told us the story, and apparently the guy was choking and no one could, like, get it out of his throat, out of his windpipe. And Jimmy, the crew guy, like, went like, bleh, and he, like, flung it out. And so it's pretty wild. Like,
wow.
People were getting emotional. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You ever choked and thought, oh no?
Yeah, there's been times where I thought, man, I'm going down, and it's because of a chip.
A Dorito. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And had a Dorito lodged in my throat.
Yeah, and I'm like, how embarrassing is this going to be? She went out eating a tortilla chip.
I don't know what the dude was eating, but yeah, they called us all together. And the real humor of it is they said, okay, everybody clap your hands for Jimmy. And everybody starts clapping for Jimmy to come out. And he was in the bathroom. Yeah. Jimmy was like, he was on the toilet. And so they're like, where's Jimmy? And they got on the, where's Jimmy? And they're like, he's in the bathroom. And so then we had to wait for him. And then we clapped. He didn't know what was happening. Isn't that funny? I guess you guys didn't think as funny as I did.
But shout out to Jimmy right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Officials said there were record numbers at the polls yesterday and really long lines across the country. In other news, the college football playoff rankings are out. It goes Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and then Michigan. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain in the south. Temperatures are also dropping across the country, 5 to 10 degrees, so heads up with that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They asked a bunch of people, what phrase would you like to see gone forever? Think about that, Amy. Something that people say and it drives you crazy. Because mine is when people go, you couldn't write it any better. Because I've never seen a scenario that I couldn't write better.
Yeah, but it's just a saying.
But I know these are all sayings. It's like, what saying can you not stand? When someone says, they couldn't write it any better. Yeah, you can have aliens or puppies.
You know what? We know what I think is annoying is when someone says that and then they're like, yeah, I could write it better.
Oh, stop it. Stop contradicting me. All right, what do you have there? What do you think?
I don't like it is what it is.
That makes the list. At number two of the phrases people hate, what it is.
Number two, okay.
Number five is not for nothing.
I don't say that.
I don't either. Number four is literally.
Oh, I say that all the time, even when I'm not being literal. Like, I'm like,
I don't mind it if it's literal. If it's figurative and you're like, well, literally, I ran all the way through the wall.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't.
I'm like, literally, I'm dying right now.
That one drives me crazy. Number three is everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. I like that one.
I don't say that. I don't like that one. Number two is it is what it is.
Ugh.
You don't like that one?
No. I don't need to
hear... I don't mind that one.
No, I don't... If something's happened, I don't need to hear like, well, it is what it is.
Well, those are just words meaning, well, that's definitive. Like, that's it. There's nothing else you can do about it. It's definitive in its nature.
Then you better
follow it...
Would
you like me to say that
instead? Well, you better follow it up with everything happens for a reason.
Oh, boy. And number one, at the end of the day, that's the one
people hate the most. All these can flow together. At the end of the day, it just is what it is, and everything happens for a reason.
Literally. That's funny.
You know, not Lunchbox, for nothing, but...
Do you have any that you hate?
I hate it happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Because, like, I lose my job. Oh, everything happens for a reason. No, that's not a good thing. Like, it's not, oh, so I can go out and find what I'm supposed to do. No, it's bad in that moment. If you wanted to lose your job, you would go out and look for one.
What if, though, devil's advocate here, that you lost your job and it actually sparked something that was inside of you and creatively started doing something that you really wanted to do. Like maybe you wanted to go be a teacher.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then it's like, well, if I never would have lost my job, I wouldn't have been a teacher ever. That's just my point there.
I think you have to be open to whatever's going to come from the bad because good can really come from the bad.
Yeah,
some of it
can. But I mean, every time something bad happens, everyone's first response is, man, everything happens for a reason. Just know that.
I'm not going to hate on people having a positive outlook. The phrase is a little annoying to me, but I don't mind people looking at it the good way, the positive way.
Yeah, so. I don't mind it. I try not to be that person that says that to someone fresh off something bad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh off, like if it's fresh, you try not to be that person, but, you know,
funny.
Eventually they can accept that it happened for a reason. Bobby Bones!
Yeah.
Amy, show and tell time. Give me a story.
Okay, so this woman, she got proposed to by her boyfriend, and she didn't have her nails done. And that's like a really big deal when you're trying to show off your new ring. But her cousin was with her, and she had a fresh manicure. So she took a picture of herself kissing her new fiancé And then the hand is like right in front of their face, and the nails are all done pretty and red with the ring, but it's her cousin's hand. Like, she was ducking down underneath the picture and sticking her hand up. It looks so real. But then they shared a second photo of how they staged it. And
that's so funny.
It went viral. I mean, it's been shared like over 200,000 times and then liked like a million times.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at it now.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't it look real?
It does look real. I can't believe she would care that much about her nails.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a thing. These days now, when girls know they're going to get proposed to, they go and like get a manicure to prepare for their proposal. It's a thing.
Huh. Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 25. Your boyfriend at any time could be proposing to you. Are your nails done right now?
No, they aren't done. And if he did propose, it'd be bad. They look awful.
Would you care about that, though?
Not like in the moment, but afterwards, looking at the photos, I'd be really sad because my nails would not look pretty.
Just a heads up, if you think he's going to propose, there was one girl at the nail salon. I think I even talked about this one time. Like, she was there. She didn't even know if her boyfriend was proposing. She just felt like it was time. So she was getting a manicure like once a week.
Oh, I need to get on that. I need to do that.
So Morgan, number two, you feel like it could happen at any time?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at this point, who knows?
Okay, if we start seeing her nails done, we know what's up.
Interesting. Well, that's a good story. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Speaking of that photo, the photo messing with people, Justin Bieber, how they tricked everybody with eating the burrito?
No.
Okay, so there was a viral picture of Justin Bieber eating a burrito sideways. And it was all over the news. It had been spread like a million times. It turns out these guys made a funny joke. They got someone that looked like Justin Bieber, had him eat a burrito sideways. They took a picture from far away. And it was a whole stunt. And then they documented them making the stunt after it went viral. It's pretty funny.
Oh.
Did anyone in the room see Justin Bieber eating a burrito sideways?
No.
Nope.
I must have missed that. I was about to be like, whoa, I feel like so behind the times right now.
McDonald's sent a worker home for being late. Here's my story in the show and tell. So he shows up, he's late, they sent him home. So he robbed another McDonald's about 5 miles away.
He robbed them?
Yeah.
19-year-old In his uniform?
David Gomez Beltran was sent home after being late for his first shift at McDonald's. He then decided to rob a different McDonald's. The robbery call went at about 7 p.m. from a location 5 miles away, I-10 in San Antonio. What's wrong with people right now? What's wrong with people?
He probably was just angry and not thinking clearly.
He probably wasn't loving it. Not loving it. There it is.
Bobby Boneshell. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Walker Hayes wants fans to submit a name for his upcoming tour, and if he chooses your name, you can attend any and every show with a plus one, plus have dinner with Walker and his band.
Wow.
That's cool.
And you just make up the tour name.
I'm going to submit some stuff.
All right. Amy's sending something in right now. All right, what else do you have, Morgan? Number two.
Eric Church got to join his music hero, Bruce Springsteen, on stage to duet one of his songs. It's called Working on the Highway. Here's a clip of it.
There you go. That's cool. And listen, Eric Church loves Bruce Springsteen. And he even has a song called Springsteen, you know? That would be cool to get to go and do something with your hero. Amy, you get to do something with your hero. Who's your hero?
Oh, wow. So many. Singing-wise?
No, like life. Eric Church is a singer, so he's a singer.
Oh, in life?
Like, I would probably...
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go host Good Morning America with Robin Roberts.
Not out of your reach, either.
really?
Which, by the way, she's so nice.
I've never met her, though.
She pulled me aside and said, hey, I read your last book. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You did? And I said, my friend Amy loves you.
Yeah, I could fill in for whomever and just be her sidekick. I could do a good job.
You also could probably do that in the next couple years. I would do, I don't know, David Letterman and I would hang out and just talk.
Yeah.
On camera, make jokes.
That'd be
cool. I'd be like, you David Letterman, you're the coolest.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel would be cool for me, too. I like Jimmy Kimmel a lot. So, okay, there you go. Morgan number two. Is that it?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Well, happy birthday to Myrtis Jewel Painter of Phoenix, Arizona. She turned 106 years old, and she's been a regular at Taco Bell. So, what did they do? They threw her a birthday party. No proof if her Taco Bell diet is contributing to the longevity of her life, but the restaurant was decorated with balloons and Mertis walked in to cheers and applause. She was treated to her favorite lunch, a taco and an enchilada.
You know, Mertis. I wonder if that was a cool name back in the day. I wonder if Mertis, 106 years ago, was like Nicole.
Probably.
Like a lot of people name their kids Mertis. It's a popular name. I never heard of anyone named Mertis.
Me neither.
She's 106. And if I were Taco Bell, I would say, yes, this is why she's been living so long. Other people should abide by this diet. Well, that's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Macon, Georgia. A 26-year-old man walked into McDonald's, pulled out a gun, and said, "Hey, give me all the money." So they gave him a bag full of money. He goes to put the gun back in his waistband. Boom! Shot himself right in the thigh. And he said, "All right, no longer a robbery. Give me some help. Give me some help."
No way. He had to call Audible mid-robbery?
He had to call Audible, man.
I love those stories when someone's breaking into a house through a chimney and they have to call 911 and be like, "Yeah, my bad. You got me.
I'm stuck."
That poor, and then that guy, who, the guy has to ask someone he just robbed to then help him. You know?
Pretty
imagine
embarrassing.
You just had a gun in your face. And now the guy's like, "Hey, can I get a hand?"
Well, yeah, I mean, what
help
else
guy
are you
going to
do?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that's the Bonehead. Nice work, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
You know, Amy, I do this show on the weekends. I know you know because we do it together, but I do this show called The Women of iHeart Country, and our goal in this show is to promote females in country music, and I'm proud of it, and I think we started something in country radio on all stations and all companies. Like, I'm very proud of our idea of making a show and playing only females for the sake of, one, reminding country programmers and also reminding listeners that the females in country music could be strong, and they used to have all these awesome songs. They still do, but I like to play some of the old hits.
Yeah.
And then I like to play the women that are currently on the chart and give them a boost, because the higher they go on the chart, the more other stations will look and play them. And then I like to break new artists and play new females. And so it's something I was very passionate about, and we finally got the show on the air, and it's been going for 3 months or so now, maybe longer. But I'm really proud of it, and I really want to roll that over into this show even more so. So coming up, we'll talk to Lindsay L. a bit later.
Okay.
Who, by the way, I used to date, but we're not going to bring that up.
Full
okay?
disclosure.
Yeah, I don't want to not address it.
Like, yeah, just address it right now, but we're not bringing
right now
it up to her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
We were together for over a year, but that's not what it's going to be about. But if I don't say something, then they may be like, "Why am I mentioning?" You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. Relationship stuff. Speaking of which, let me bring this up. Lunchbox talking to his wife on his Insta story is such a different Lunchbox.
What happened?
Because it's awesome. No, I love it. Because Lunchbox, you guys sound like you're still flirting with each other, huh?
I mean, that's what we do. That's what husband and wife do. We get a little, you know, hey, what's up, my love?
I haven't
Amy,
seen
here
this.
Here you go. Here's a clip. Go ahead.
What do you think? My wife dancing sexually right here. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Soccer game. 1-7 time. We lost. My wife's shaking her butt right now for me. Shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Look at this guy.
That's cute.
That is cute, right?
I mean, I don't understand. That's what happens in my house. She's dancing for me. I was doing my story, so I was just, you know, commentating. What up? She's shaking
it's
it for
funny.
Me.
Funny. Like, I like that. Like, you sound happy. It sounds like love. Like,
so she was really dancing?
Absolutely. Shaking her butt. Like, hey. Because I was trying to do my Instagram story, and she's trying to interrupt me and distract me. So I just went ahead and changed from what I was talking about to talking about her shaking her butt.
Here's another one.
All right. Anyway, we lost 2-0, but I ran hard. Now she just flashed me. And she's out of here. You don't want to talk about it?
Stop lying.
Yeah, I don't think she really flashed him.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Here's
she
the
just
lip.
Said stop lying.
Yeah, no, you're missing the point here. Like, he sounds like, you know, a 19-year-old who's like, it's awesome.
No, I mean,
love
I think that part's really cute, but I'm like, okay, I guess, yeah, I'm just picturing it in my head, but you weren't like showing her.
No. I wasn't showing her. I was talking to the camera. She was off camera, and she was doing this stuff for me, trying to distract me from the camera.
Y'all are cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got a little booty shake and a little, you know.
Oh, come on.
Hey, why do you change your voice to this whole, you know, good little, you know. Every time he talks about, like, anything with his wife, he's like, you know. Bobby Bone,
come on. So I'm going to play you the isolated vocals from a famous singer, meaning they go into a recording studio and they're singing to the microphone. You hear no music, just their voice. All you have to do is name the singer. For example, this is Freddie Mercury from Queen. Here you go. This is him, right?
Mama! Ooh,
doing Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good voice.
Yeah, killed it. All right, Amy, ready? Name this lead singer, isolated vocals, go.
And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead.
Smash Mouth?
No.
Smash Box?
No. Whoa. It's a Foo Fighters.
Oh, Foo Fighters.
It's Dave Grohl.
Sorry, Dave.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name this lead singer singing it to a microphone. No music and action.
Ooh, wee, ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly. Oh, oh, and no Mary Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say about us anyway.
Who is that?
That's Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah, right, from Weezer. Yeah. Good work. Wow. Amy, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name this isolated vocal. Here you go. You know who that is?
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you
wish. I have no idea.
Paul McCartney.
I had Steven Tyler.
Sorry, Paul.
From Wings. But yeah, that's a good song. Huh. You know? Maybe I'm amazed by the way. That's a jam. You don't know that song?
Don't know it. Sorry, my bad.
Lunchbox, name this for the win.
Oh,
here you go. Name the singer. Go.
If you go. If you go your way and I go mine, are we so, helpless against the tide?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
That's Bono.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Lunchbox wins. Lunchbox.
Hold on.
Lunchbox won. Yeah, I'm positive. Do you want to do the extra one, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, absolutely I do.
Go ahead. Name the singer.
Every step that I take is another mistake to you.
Oh, that's... Linkin Park. What is his name?
So much. I can't feel my
numb.
It's numb, yeah.
Numb.
It's Linkin Park. You got that. The lead singer is Chester Bennington. Rest in peace.
Oh, that's it. My name is Rest in Peace.
But you still won. Hit it. Nice work, buddy.
Man,
there you go.
Gosh, you guys, I know music.
You so do know music.
I do. Bobby Bone, come
on. Gonna talk to Lindsay L. in just a second. She has a song called Good. I'm gonna play this for you. Here's some of Good right now.
That I could get used to good, 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 good. Turning my troubles upside down. I've been so blue, it's all I knew. But I'm getting used to good, good.
All right, Lindsay's on the phone with us now. Lindsay, hello.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm really good. I've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I saw that you were on the road and you had a bunch of your gear stolen.
I did, yeah. In the course of 12 hours, I had my car got broken into, stole my backpack, stole my wallet, and then my pedal board got lost. So I lost a bunch of gear.
What's a pedal board?
It's for guitar players. It's like all of the buttons we press with our feet, and it makes our guitar sound cool.
So you left that in your car?
The airline actually lost that. Oh. I don't know. It got stolen. It still hasn't been found. And so that got lost. And then my backpack got stolen from my car. I was in LA and we were recording in the studio and I walked out to my car at about midnight and my window was smashed. And I normally never leave stuff in my car, but I left my backpack and my wallet was in there. It just wasn't a good 12 hours.
Lindsay L. is on the phone with us, which, by the way, you can see her coming up on Thursday night, the 8th in Pensacola, and on the 9th in Knoxville. And so go check her out there. I wonder at your shows, Lindsay, do girls, like young girls, ever come up to you and say, hey, you've inspired me to play guitar?
Yeah, it's probably one of the coolest things that girls or guys can come up and to me and say that I've inspired them to at least pick up an instrument or start playing guitar. It's pretty awesome when I hear that.
Amy?
Well, Lindsay, I have to say, first of all, as a girl, I want to shout out that I'm super jealous of your new hair.
Thank you. I feel like a mermaid.
Yes.
It's like a different process to take care of it, but I'm kind of in love with really, really, really long hair.
So for those listening, if you don't follow Lindsay on Instagram, you totally should, but she got these amazing long extensions, and I recently chopped all my hair off, but it's funny how hair can do that for us girls. Like a haircut or adding like tons of length can really just like empower you. You're like, new hair, who dis?
Completely, yeah. Whether it's like short or long, I just think sometimes it's good to change up a little bit.
Lindsay L. on with us, out on your first headlining tour right now. So what can people expect from a show, a Lindsay L. show?
I'm playing a bunch of new music. I've been writing a lot for the new record. Christian and I are probably getting into the studio in December to start recording. So I've been trying out a bunch of new songs live. So if you come to the show in Pensacola or Knoxville or anything on the Monster Energy Tour, I'll be playing a bunch of new songs as well as things you may have heard and a lot of cool guitar solos.
There is Lindsay L. You can follow her at Lindsay L. And we're going to play her song Good right now. Lindsay, good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
Again, November 8th this week, she'll be in Pensacola, and the 9th, she'll be in Knoxville.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you see the story about Garth Brooks on the CMAs, Amy?
Well, the song he's going to do for his wife, Trisha, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. So, this is how much of a baller Garth Brooks is, by the way. Been married for a while, but Garth Brooks decided to, one, dedicate his performance to her, which is pretty cool. You know, probably not the coolest thing they've ever done, but still pretty cool. But it will be the first time that she will ever actually hear the song. So he's going to play a new song for Trisha. First time she's ever heard it on the CMAs. Come on.
It's pretty baller.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I wish I could. Have I been announced for the CMAs? I don't think so, huh?
I never know.
I can say. And I'm a whole other planet over here. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say the songs I'm dancing to this week on Dancing with the Stars. But I think I'll play them. Here, I'll just tell you what I'm doing right now on Dancing with the Stars this week. You ready?
Ready.
I am doing a salsa to Going Down For Real by Flo Rida. Turn it up. Yeah. You know that song?
I do. It's
yeah,
jam.
Turn it up. Yeah, turn it up a little more.
That's all I hear.
It's going down further than famous girls get in Katrina. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tense by
limousine.
Nope. Because it's my dancing song. It can be your winning song if I get nines. Okay, so I'm doing that, and the sauce is hard. And then I'm doing a jive, and my jive is this song right here. And so, I don't know. You know the Sammy? Turn it up. Yeah, so I know we were talking about it yesterday. You didn't know what that song was.
Yeah, but now I know it.
Yeah. So I'm doing two songs. One, that first one's salsa. The second one's jive. And I guess I can't say anything about the CMAs quite yet. So.
Well, when can you say something?
I don't know. I never know I'm supposed to say anything. I don't want to get in trouble.
So I'll see you there? Because I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. We haven't seen each other's face like human.
Oh, are you going to do the red carpet? Because I'm working the red carpet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll interview you.
No. I'll interview you. You're
what?
The star.
No.
You're the star. The CMA Awards are November 14th on ABC. Yeah, I'll be back in town. Dancing with the Stars got two episodes left. I'm done with the show. I do go to American Idol, but which is so crazy to say. But, yeah, I'll be home. I can't wait to be home. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, I don't know. Like, how? What do you mean? Are you really going to be home? I just don't know how, like, time-consuming American Idol's going to be. Because you're, like, the full-time mentor.
I know.
So I feel like they could be call you at any time needing mentoring.
I know. What if I just get an emergency mentoring call? I know.
It's like 911.
Yeah. Now, who needs mentor? What do they need? What about what? I got them. Stat.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Daniel Hua is a lawyer, and he looked in his closet. He's like, man, I got a lot of suits. He counted them. 82 suits. He's been a lawyer so long, he's like, I'm never going to wear a lot of these again. I need to give them away. So he made a post on Facebook, and he said, I'm doing a suit giveaway. Only requirement is I'm giving them to people looking for a job, or if you're in college and you're about to graduate and you need a suit, you can come get one of mine. No, there you go. Trying to help people get their jobs. Yeah, suits.
Did your voice crack in the middle or what?
Yeah, I got emotional.
Y'all stop it. That is a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know you could roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans with 5.89% APR with autopay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today and get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Go to LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I have some things to address. I didn't realize this was a thing, but in a minute I'll talk about... A lot of people think I'm leaving the show because of American Idol. I'll address that coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll come back to that. But first, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Go ahead.
The Morning Corny.
Why can't you take a turkey to church?
Ooh, another turkey joke, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Okay. Why can't you take a turkey to church?
Because they use foul language.
Oh, boy. And she hit us with this. I mean, Eddie's laughing, so now we have to go with it. We have to go with it. She's selling it. She sold it. There it is. The Morning Corny hit us.
That was the Morning Corny.
Come on. All right. Over to Lunchbox. What's the story about babies? Do you have one?
Well, it's saying that, like I've always told you, you know how you have a preference of a boy or a girl. It's saying the women prefer having a daughter, and the men prefer having a son. A new study says, like, they could act the exact same, and the mom will say, oh, the daughter's being much more well-behaved because she prefers the daughter over the son.
I think that we are comfortable with what we know, just generally, not just babies, but more so than not, we're comfortable with what we know. And I know about being a boy.
Right.
Sort of. And then Amy knows about being a girl.
Right.
And I think our comfort level is first we can try to raise something that we know. So, yes. Not universal, but most dudes I know want a boy because we're idiots. And we're like, we only know what.
Yeah.
We're just going to do what.
And then when guys have to really think about raising a girl with hormones and her girl time and all that stuff. Like, that's approaching for us. And my husband is freaking out. And
I'm like, you're going to have daughter.
To. Yeah. I'm like, you're going to have to man up and talk to her about stuff. She needs to know her dad cares. And you know, Bobby, our doctor, like that's my husband's best friend,
uh-huh.
You know, Dr. Lewis,
yeah.
Like he legit sat my husband down and talked about the importance of fathers taking a role in that part in girls' lives, like being open with that. And I thought my husband was going to pass out. And I'm like, you need to grow up. Like, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's easy to say for me to sit here and go, yes, you're right, Amy. But it's tough because we don't know about periods and stuff.
Right. I can't even say the word period in front of my husband.
What if you say, at the end of a sentence, you add a...
I've used that example, too. I have said that. Anytime I've said something about my period and he like loses it, I'm like, so what if I was finishing a sentence and I needed to use a period? Can you handle that? I mean, it's a real problem in our house, but it's how he grew up. Like, they weren't open about it. And I feel like we need to be more open about it as society. That's why I talk about it every month on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, he needs to grow up. Just kidding. He served our military. He can beat me up.
JK, don't beat me up. JK. Bobby Bones. Show.
I need to address a few things. One, these knuckleheads, Lunchbox and Eddie, say they have video evidence of me kissing Sharna, my dance partner. I watched the video. Did you watch the video, Amy, they posted?
No.
Okay, take a second. Go over to Eddie's Instagram. Hmm. It's at Producer Eddie. And he put it up there. And just look at it while I talk about this other stuff. Because you see us in press line after Dancing with the Stars last week. And someone else is being interviewed and we're behind. And he claims that we kiss each other in the background.
Is it in his story or on his page?
It's on the page.
On his main feed. So you look at that first. You don't need the audio on. Just watch the background.
Hey, Bones, did you stress a little bit, though, when you first saw the video? Were you like, uh-oh?
No.
At all? Were you? Because I wrote down like, uh-oh, like, is it a kiss?
Uh-oh, Pescadios.
It didn't stress you out at all?
No. Because let's just say we were dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't kiss right there in the press line. And two, let's say we're not dating. I wouldn't kiss right there in the press line.
Hmm. One of two things I saw in that video. One.
Amy just curled
her
nose.
It's loading. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Eddie.
One, it was definitely a kiss. Or two, you whispered something in her ear. I can't tell because there's a lady right in front and we missed it by a second.
Yeah, the lady I think was Alexis, one of the other competitors.
Oh.
Amy, is the feed up yet?
It's rolling. Hold,
okay,
please.
Keep watching it. So let me see what Amy says about this. It was after we still had our country outfits on, which, by the way, I wore my country outfit. No one told me to wear my shirt cool. I had mine all the way buttoned up. I look like a lumberjack. Everybody else looked kind of cool. I look like an idiot. But yes, so that's that. Amy's watching that.
Yeah, y'all kissed. Did y'all kiss?
No, like he thinks we kiss on mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you see, God, Amy?
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
No, we did not kiss on the mouth.
Are you sure?
You watch it? Amy's watching it again.
Yeah, it keeps freezing on me, but...
Bad connection where you are? Listen, here's what we were doing. We actually were arguing about something.
Oh.
Not the bad
look
way.
Like an argument.
No.
You got smiling. Right, Amy?
It looks like y'all are not arguing.
Listen,
and
I told her.
It looks like you in and kiss her.
Let me tell you what happened. We were like having a disagreement about something, probably something I did wrong. And I'm like, hey, smile, there are cameras. Let's argue through our smiles like this. Look at my face, Amy. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, look at my face, Amy. Look at me. I was like, no, that's not what happened, I promise. I said, keep smiling, cameras are on us, we can't be seen arguing. So if you look, they're very forced smiles.
Okay.
And it was, we were arguing about something dumb, not a real argument. But, and then I probably was like, okay, I probably kissed her on the cheek or something. I don't know.
You have to be careful, dude. There's cameras everywhere.
Everywhere. That totally looked like a kiss.
I could tell by you screaming at it. I wanted to address that. I did not kiss her on the mouth. If I kissed her anywhere, it was on the cheek. Two, Amy's just looking at me like, I don't know. Two, I'm not leaving this show to go do American Idol.
This show? Both. This radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way. This is my favorite thing in the world. I'm not leaving the show. I signed a 5-year deal about, 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here. Like, I have an allegiance to you guys that listen, and I'm here. And I hope you keep listening to us. Our ratings have never been better. You guys are... like so involved in all the causes we do together. I'm not leaving, so I just have another job, so I'll be full-time on American Idol, but it'll be less work than Dancing with the Stars has been.
Nothing's gonna be more work than Dancing with the Stars ever
again. So I want to address that. Also, like Good Morning America did a whole thing on Dancing with the Stars. They never put me in their pieces, so listeners were tweeting me like, how come Good Morning America always does parts and never puts you in it?
Wow. Sabotage.
Well, because they don't know. Like, New York and L.A. just thinks that people care about New York and L.A. You know?
Okay.
Hollywood just thinks people care about Hollywood. They don't understand what it's like for normal folks. Like, we're a bunch of banded together normal folks. And so, that's okay. We'll get them on the backside. We'll go and we'll vote and I'll try to win this thing for you guys. And that's it. But they always leave normal folks out of these stories. They don't think anybody cares.
Weird, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're part of the show.
That's okay.
I bet it wasn't Robin Roberts that did it.
Probably not. She did not.
She's my fave.
I tell you, Amy's very passionate about this Dancing with the Stars. Like, she's fired up about it.
Yeah. You mean the you winning it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I already booked my flight for finale night.
Wow.
I can cancel it if you don't make it. No pressure. But I just started to think about it, and I was like, I just need to go ahead and book this because it's 2 weeks away, and I need to, like, have that on my schedule because obviously I've got a family, and I got to figure it out. So I've got it on the old family calendar, Amy Dancing with Stars finale.
I was listening to the show back yesterday, and you were so fired up. Like, with our, like, listeners, you were just cheerleading them along. Appreciate
yes,
that.
Because you're around because our listeners are voting. That's not lost on any of us because at the end of the day, you're not the best dancer. Like, that Milam kid or what? Yeah.
Milo. You
know? Milo and Juan Pablo.
Milo. Yeah, Juan Pablo, I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Milo, I mean, he's a great dancer, but I don't know that he has that, like, factor. Milo yeah. has it, and he's a really, really good. But I'm like, you know, there's a different story that can be told here. You don't have to be the best dancer to win. You can just be the one that, like, worked hard, had the time of your life, and got the most votes.
Yeah, I think I want to be the one that had the most improvement.
Yeah.
I want to show people that I cared and worked hard. And
yeah.
And I'm just kind of, hopefully I'm representing all the normal folks out there.
And Milo's like 12. He can go back
he's
and
17.
Win next year.
He's 17, but he's super talented, but he's a good kid.
Great
he's one
kid.
Of those, he's one of those Disney kids.
Yeah, I know? See it. My kids were watching some zombie thing, and
he's
he came
that.
On, and I was like, that's the dude from Dancing with the Stars.
Amy's like, I'm going to vote for him.
No, I'm not going to vote for him, but I just feel like, we could, you know, if everyone keeps voting, we rally together, we can make this happen. I mean, obviously it's been all your hard work, but I mean, it takes us voting.
I agree. More you guys voting than my hard work. Bobby Bone, come on. Today is National Stress Awareness Day. What are you most stressed out about right now, Amy?
Oh, my kids.
Which part?
Well, their education.
Meaning what? That since they're from Haiti?
Meaning that I feel like they're so behind, and some days I feel like I forget how behind they are and I get stressed about it. Like, are they going to graduate at 18, and are they going to go to college? Are they going to have a career? Are they going to get jobs? Like, I go way in the future and stress about stuff I just don't even need to worry about. But yeah.
Lunchbox, what are you stressed about the most right now?
Oh, man. Trying to find one more girl for our co-ed soccer team coming up this season.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to find girls because...
More than a new baby that you just had?
Yeah, the baby's not really stressing me out because, like I said, he doesn't...
He just had surgery.
Yeah, but he's good. Like, the surgery's good. Like, he's okay. Yeah. But when the season starts, you got to have enough girls, and that's the stressful part. What about you, Bobby?
Well, the show a bit. The show... I probably stress most about it because I'm trying to keep my focus on this show while training for 7, 8, 9 hours for Dancing with the Stars. And like, I still want to give the show everything that I have. And so I'm constantly stressed. And maybe we're doing such, because our ratings have never been better. I mentioned that earlier. Maybe I'm so stressed about it that the shows are extra good. I don't know. But I'm stressed to keep the level of the show up, even though I'm just in a bubble of, because for you guys too, for our listeners and for you guys, because I can't be slacking. That hurts Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan number two, everybody on the show. So
yeah.
That, and then eating. I don't eat all the time. Like, I lost a bunch of weight.
Oh.
So,
I stress eat. So I'm stressed and then I eat.
Oh, yeah?
Are you a stress eater?
No, I'm stressed. I don't eat anything. Well, I'm just
I'm so jealous of people that don't stress eat.
Here are the five songs that if you listen to will help you with stress. Number five, I Can See Clearly Now from Johnny Nash.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
I don't
even care anymore.
I see my kids, like, getting a job.
I don't even care anymore. Like, right now I'm eating a turkey sandwich. Wow. Number four, Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. Cause the players gonna play. I see us all together as a show just winning at radio right now. I love it. Yeah. Shake It Off. Number three, Sunday Morning from Maroon 5.
Sunday morning, rain is falling.
That's a jam. Do you like that song or not?
I like it.
Yeah, it's a jam. Number two, songs to help you with stress. Bob Marley, Three Little Birds. jam. Turn this up. Come on.
About it.
Yeah.
Cause every little thing gonna be alright.
Jam. Number one. The song, if you're stressed out, you should listen to it because it'll de-stress you. Bye, bye, bye from NSYNC.
Baby, hit
it.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player.
Jam. Your thoughts, Amy?
Interesting. I love Bye Bye Bye, but I don't know if that's going to de-stress me. I feel like the first one you played.
Yeah, I can see clearly now. Jam. Yeah,
that one and Bob Marley.
Jam.
In this moment, totally chilled me out.
Oh, yeah? Well, get up. Yeah. We got more show to do. I'm worried about the show, so we'll get more show to do.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Greensboro, by the way, on November 30th, my Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. I'd love to see you. BobbyBonesComedy.com. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now is the best time to do the turkey drop. Did you know that?
What is that?
Oh, it's where you dump someone before Thanksgiving, so you don't have to spend Thanksgiving together.
It's called the turkey drop? That's a lame one. Like, what? How hard is it to spend Thanksgiving with someone? Like,
well,
I get
hard.
Christmas because you have to buy them a gift.
Yeah, but still, it's like family. Okay, I'll give you a situation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? I think that the person that I've been seeing a bit could turkey drop me.
Really?
Yeah. Just because. Not
That's
because,
like, extra sad because you don't have any plans.
I know. I have nothing. I know. I don't like thinking about it right now.
Okay.
Because I'm riding Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's so much a drop as it is. We've been spending time together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's at the point where you do the family thing. But then if you don't, it's kind of weird if it's like, I don't have any family or anything really to do. So it's just a weird thing. It's a weird place and I could be turkey dropped.
I was always someone who initiated the family stuff super fast. Probably way too fast.
Oh, like you just met him at the mall and went have family to Thanksgiving with me?
Well, yeah. Like any of my boyfriends, like from high school through college, like I was always like, you're always welcome, my family, everybody, because I love my family to meet them and get the opinions and get all that flowing and build that relationship. I probably did it like a little bit too fast. Probably would have scared a few people away. But
did that turkey grab?
I know. I didn't do the turkey drop. I did the turkey grab.
That's funny. Well, that's what's happening. The turkey drop's happening now. I feel like it could happen. I don't know. I'm in a weird place right now. It's a weird place. I think the stock is taking a slight tick down.
Again?
Listen, the stock market goes up and down.
I'm so unsure about this stock. Like, I'm pulling all my money.
Oh, no. In my maybe relationship future?
Yeah, because...
You're pulling your money?
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. It just took a tick down recently. Just a slight tick.
Okay.
Now
you might get dropped. I might just pull my money now.
I'll tell you, I would maybe pull your money in time for turkey drop. Yeah.
Do you want to come do Thanksgiving with us?
You going to be in Texas?
Yeah. You want to come?
I might. Used to, I told you I would stay with my dog, so I wouldn't go because my dog. But
I know, but
he's not around anymore. So I might, or I may just try to go. I don't know. I haven't been home in a long time. I may just sit at home, feel sorry for myself.
Sounds awesome. Okay.
You know, how do you say the guy's name? The Idris Elba.
I don't even know, but yeah,
I know who he is.
People's sexiest man.
Yeah, like he's awesome, an awesome actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's People's Sexiest Man 2018. Blake Shelton was last year.
That caused quite the stir.
Yeah, because you know what? People, for some reason, are unfair toward country people. This is also why I don't get featured from Dancing with the Stars, because I don't like country people. This is why all of us have to band together, not for me to win the show, but for us to win the show. So, yeah, it caused a stir because people are like, Blake Shelton, what a hillbilly. Yeah, you're right, but that's awesome.
And Blake's cute, he's with Gwen Stefani. Hello.
Yeah, it's not like she... Yeah, but anyway, congratulations to him. We just had Sexiest Man on our show. Just nominated in victory, yeah.
Who?
Lunchbox.
That's right.
Voted on by...
Just Lunchbox. He
That's
did it by himself.
Me.
Internal polling. Had that.
Runaway winner. Landslide. Isn't that what they call it?
Hey, Morgan, number two. Who's the sexiest man on the show?
Oh, my gosh. Are you for
That's
real?
That's funny, Bones.
What?
You have to answer, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan, number two.
Yeah, you're 25.
Who's show's sexiest man? Go ahead.
Mike D.
Okay.
I don't like awkward positions.
Okay.
Okay.
Quiet, Mike. Eddie, you went okay. Why can Mike D not be the second?
Yeah, that's rude, Eddie.
She went safe on that. Let's be real.
Morgan, number two, do you want to answer for real or not?
No, I have daggers looking at me right now. I don't want to answer that. They're all like, yeah, it's me. It's me.
Amy, who's sexiest man on the show?
I used to have to play this game. No, it's Morgan number two's turn. I don't play this game anymore.
Okay. Morgan number two, who's sexiest man on the show?
I passed the torch. Morgan number two,
look,
you're
it's okay.
Initiated.
Even if you say me, Bobby's not going to fire you for this, so you can say me. It's okay. Don't be scared of him. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Lay
Morgan
your true feelings
two.
Out.
Bobby.
What?
Bobby's
she
the sexiest
Bobby.
On
Bobby
show.
What?
Like, oh, I thought she was talking to me. I thought she was like, Bobby, I got something to say. You think it's me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I clap for me. Thank you.
See, that's then
believable.
Who?
That's believable.
You have to
okay,
give an order.
Good. That's
what?
True. Then who? Morgan
then
number
who?
Two. Then who?
You have to so go stressful. All the way down.
She has right, to say, whatever.
No, she didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, she does. She's scared of you.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Morgan number two, who's second sexiest man alive on the show?
Come on. Ray.
What on?
Oh, my goodness.
She's turning red right now.
Amy used to have to do this, and she hated it.
Right. Yeah. So awkward.
And Morgan number two for the bronze medal. Because nobody else gets medaled on the Olympics, to understand. Who's the show's sexiest man? Third.
Is there going to be a fourth, or like is it just...
No. Third, and it's over.
Oh, boy. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I mean,
that's so funny to me.
Wow. Over Eddie?
That's fine.
No, wow. I see. I
Eddie,
just,
remember that.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, never. Hey, never.
Never
it's like
forget.
The Alamo, dude. Never,
never forget.
Never forget.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A fisherman rescued an 18-month-old human baby floating in the water. Did you hear this story?
I didn't. No, what happened?
So this family was out fishing at Murphy's Holiday Camp. And this dude named Gus is out and he sees a baby doll floating. And he's like, what's up with that baby doll? So he goes over to it. It's a baby that's alive. It's like a between a baby and a toddler. And the baby had figured out how to unzip the tent while the parents were asleep, apparently, and went out and was floating in the water. Everyone else at the camp was asleep. The baby got out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the baby was taken to the hospital for treatment, doing fine. The camp owner described the incident as a freakish miracle, and had the fisherman not went up to what he thought was the baby doll, who knows what would happen. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That's amazing. That's one of those things, like, sometimes, you know, people break into car windows because they think there's a baby in the car and ends up being a baby doll. Well, go ahead and just check anyways.
I don't know. If it's got a Cabbage Patch on written on it, I'm probably not.
Yeah,
I
but,
know.
I mean,
I
what
know,
if
I
it's
know.
A baby?
I know. Well, listen, that's an awesome story, and that's what the segment's all about. So, yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Coming up, Morgan number two's Food World. So that segment just moments away, where she just talks about food. I don't even really know what it's about. I don't know how she puts this together. But if you like food, that's a segment for you coming up. Let's do the top three songs in country music right now, as sang by Amy. At number three on the chart this week, Jimmy Allen, Best Shot. Amy? You got it.
I know. I always need help with this one.
Nah, you got this. Come on. Because I'm going to tell you the first word and you're going to nail it.
I know. Tell me the first word.
Because when you smell,
I see the sun shining down like the coast out of Carolina. And
California.
When you smile, I see the sun shining
for. All right. Hit the clip, please. The real version.
When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt.
At number two this week, as sang by Amy, Chris Young, Hanging On.
Because I'm hanging on, I'm hanging on, I'm hanging on.
Do you know anymore?
Hanging on.
All right, there it is. Hit it.
Yeah, I'm hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging
on. Your number one song. From Luke Combs.
She got the best of me.
Oh.
She broke my heart. That's what's left of me.
Come on.
Just me and this old guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Every night by myself, play this song and cry. She got the best of me.
Hit it, Raymond.
She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me.
Killed it. Killed it. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our head of digital, Morgan number two, 25 years old, loves food, self-proclaimed food lover. She has a new segment, and it's this one right here. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So
num num num. yes. Go ahead. Sorry, I was like to say num num num. Go ahead.
So Peeps just released a new giant gingerbread man marshmallow treat. So it's basically the size of a whole sleeve of Peeps in one gingerbread man.
So a giant Peeps.
Yeah. Hold on. 1 second.
Yeah. Who likes Peeps?
Nobody loves Peeps, right? People can. I can take a peep or two.
No, I can't even take a peep.
Ugh. Yeah. Anything you'd like to say about that, Morgan number two?
I mean, I think I'll try it so I can get in the spirit of Christmas with Peeps, because normally I eat them about Easter time, but...
Wait, what? Christmas? Easter? What?
Because it's so a gingerbread Peeps.
Yeah. Normally,
giant
like, Peeps
gingerbread.
Are just Easter time.
Just made of sugar.
Anything else, Morgan, number two, in your food world over there?
Yeah, Whole Foods has vegan holiday meals this year, so if you're vegan, you can go to Whole Foods, get a meal for your Thanksgiving dinner, and, you know, not have to eat all the meat that's at the table or not eat at all, so...
That's cool.
Are Peeps vegan?
Yes, they are.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. There might be some egg whites.
Or like some cow liver or something random. Like a hot dog. A Peeps like a candy hot dog. You just don't know what's in it. Morgan number two, anything else?
Nope, that's it. That's Food World with Morgan number two.
There it is.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Num, num, num. By the way, big announcement here. Hey, Raymundo, if you could pull up some American song like Lee Greenwood or... Like, just something made me feel American, because I got a big announcement from Amy right now, Amy, and take it away.
Okay, so this took about 10 months, but our kids, we have a daughter who's 11 and a son who's 8 that we adopted from Haiti last December, and now they are officially Americans.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're officially Americans.
So anytime you adopt a kid from another country, you adopt them and that process takes a while and they come here. And then once they're here, you have to re-adopt them within the United States. So we have been working on that paperwork for several months and we finally got the documents in the mail with like stating that they are now U.S. citizens and they have the names we gave them. We gave them like 4 names. And it was just cool to see their names, like, printed on the paper as, like, ours. Like, they're Haitian American. Like, they can vote in Haiti. They can vote in America when they're 18.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, not now.
Hey,
but
now?
I mean,
wait. Yeah.
They
wait.
Can, it's just
That's
super
awesome.
Cool.
It is. Congratulations. Now, give me some American something. Play something American for me. I need to hear it in my ears right now. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the bot. They have nothing ready. Okay, that's okay. Lunchbox, do something American, please.
And I'm proud
to be an American, and my mom raised me that way.
At least I know I'm free.
Let him go. Go ahead.
And lets me stand up and shout, I love the USA.
Proud to be
God bless
American,
the USA. There it is.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Take it, lunch.
And I won't forget that my mom did this for me. And they stand up, and we all scream. We're glad to be born in the USA. The USA.
He really doesn't know the words of the song. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like he's trying as hard as he can. He's not even making a joke. Okay, Amy, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I stay on this Marco Polo app all the time. By the way, they don't pay me. But I get on Marco Polo and you like leave video messages for your friends on the same app. You don't have to upload them. You have to save them on your phone. I love it. Eddie and I talk all day long on Marco Polo.
It's probably the most we've ever talked like in the last 5 years.
Really?
It's like FaceTiming, but you don't have to be there at the same time.
It's weird because my wife was listening to me talk to you the other day. She's like, who are you talking to? You said I missed you and I'm proud of you. Like,
yeah.
So you're talking to your mom. Like, no, I'm Marco Polo with Bobby.
Yeah. Mike D's on it. We Marco Polo.
Wow.
I guess you call it polo. We polo each other.
Oh.
Amy, you got to get on Marco Polo. I told you.
I know. I have like all these unwatched messages from my sister.
Oh, because she's on it?
Yeah, she's on it because my niece is on it. It's like, you know, us and the 16-year-olds.
I heard a little birdie told me that you didn't let a kid go in front of you at Starbucks yet, and now you feel bad about it.
Who told you that?
Don't worry about that. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. Was it?
Wait, what happened?
Well, I feel wrong about it because it was a kid. So I was at the airport at the Starbucks in the terminal. I needed to go board my flight, and someone behind me who happened to be a kid was like, hey, do you mind if I go in front of you? My flight boards in 10 minutes. And then I looked at my watch and I just looked at him and I said, oh, sweetie, my flight boards in 10 minutes too. Like, no, because like I really needed.
How old was the kid?
The line was moving slow for sure. I'll give him that. But I mean, I needed to get my drink for my flight too. And I needed caffeine bad, clearly. And then, yeah, afterwards, I definitely felt bad because it was a kid. Like, if it was an adult, I get it. If you're late for your flight and we're somewhere, like, let's say we're getting off one plane and you have a connector and it's late, I'm going to absolutely let you go ahead of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, we're at Starbucks. Like, yeah. It's a treat. And I definitely was like, sorry, kid.
How old?
Probably, like, 10, 11.
Oh, come on.
Is that bad?
Come on.
Yeah, I know. Is that bad?
Come on.
What should I have done? What would you have done? Bobby, what would Bobby have done?
I'd be like, hey, kid, why are you drinking coffee, you little knucklehead? Go get some water.
He probably is getting some Frappuccino and whatnot.
I know. That's funny,
I don't know because he ordered behind me.
Well, good for you, Aime.
Yeah, or bad for me. I don't know. I can't decide if I'm good human or not.
You're a good human. You're probably just cranky. Is it that's that time of the month?
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I needed the caffeine.
Listen,
it's Starbucks. Doesn't mean your flight's boarding in 10 minutes. I literally looked at my watch,
yeah.
And that was my exact quote. I said, oh, sweetie, my flight boards in 10 minutes, too. Like, sorry, sucker.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, did you vote yesterday?
I did. I waited in line for an hour to cast my ballot.
Wow, an hour.
Yeah, I made the mistake of going at lunchtime when I could have gone later in the day and there had been no one there, but my wife insisted that the line was just going to get longer, so we waited for an hour.
Well, good for you for waiting. I a bit was jealous of people that got to go and vote since I was absentee ballot. It was like, check, 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 mail. So, bleh. But that's cool. Did you get a sticker?
I got two stickers, and I wore them proudly all day long. And then I stood outside the polling place. You know how when they're walking in and out and they say, thank you for voting, or, hey, please vote for my candidate. I wanted to make sure people knew that the voting wasn't over, that the voting continues Monday night.
Oh, on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
The real election.
You stood outside the voting place and harassed people about me on Dancing with the Stars?
Absolutely.
All right, here you go. Here's a clip.
America appreciates your vote.
America appreciates your outfit.
Thank you. And Bobby Bones will appreciate your vote Monday night on Dancing with the Stars. Don't forget to vote.
Okay.
Yes.
How many of these random harassments do we have?
We got four more.
Okay, here's number two.
Great job voting. Yeah, now, don't forget to vote for Bobby Bones, Dancing with the Stars, Monday night. It's your civic duty. Keep voting. Vote, vote, vote.
Yeah, no care about that one. All right, next one.
True American, thank you for voting. High five for voting.
I can't go too high.
And don't forget, Bobby Bones, Dancing with the Stars, Monday night. Keep voting. You vote now, you got to vote Monday.
Monday night.
Nobody's responding.
No, nobody cares. These men are like, shut up. One more.
Good job. Thanks for voting in the midterms.
Yeah.
Now vote Dancing with the Stars, Bobby Bones, Monday night, ABC. Don't forget. That's the most important vote.
Most people did what, Lunchbox, when you told them that?
I just kept on walking.
They didn't care?
No, they didn't really care. I mean, I think maybe they were like, okay, they put in the back of their mind they don't want to comment on who they're voting for Monday night, but we all know they're voting for Bobby.
Well, I appreciate the effort there. Amy, did you get to vote?
It's funny. I didn't. My husband and I went to do early voting on Monday because I realized I was leaving to be in New York on Election Day, and I was like, oh, shoot. So we went, and they were like, early voting's over. So my husband went on voting day. He went yesterday and got to vote
so you didn't get to vote?
For us, but I was in New York. I just wasn't thinking. And I don't know why we thought early voting was still Monday, but I did. Mm. And we went to the location that had early voting, and they were like, yeah, no, sorry, no bueno. Mm. So my husband sent me a picture of him in line voting, and he sent me a picture of him with his sticker on, and I was like, look at you, you good American.
Look at you. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so Canada might be doing something pretty awesome or crazy or however you look at it to their cigarettes. On every single cigarette, they may put a cancer warning. Every single one. So that way when you pull it out to smoke it, boom, cancer warning.
I love it. Also, people know. It's a weird thing because everybody knows you smoke, it's terrible for you and you're going to die of cancer and you're putting all this. I don't know anybody who smokes and doesn't know. But so I love it. Keep it up. Keep reinforcing the fact that it's terrible for you. But do you think anybody ever looks at a pack and goes, you know what? I just saw this on the pack. I'm going to stop.
Well, I mean, if you just see it on the pack, but maybe every time you light it up.
I think it's a good idea. I do think it's a good idea.
Yeah, whatever you got to do.
Even yesterday, for example, people were voting. And I posted a thing, hey, vote. And if you vote, I'm going to tag some people. I'm going to post some people. But then I thought, if someone's voting just because I posted it on Instagram, like, don't you think people are already going to vote or not?
Yeah, but who knows? You never know. It's maybe good to encourage it. I mean, even if it's just one person.
I kind of felt lame, though, because I didn't go. I wasn't in Nashville, and I had to do, like, absentee, mail it in, and kind of felt lame. I wanted to go on voting day and, like, hang out with everybody and talk about the good times. You know, isn't that what people do? They stand in line, talk about the good times?
Yeah.
Yeah? No? All right. What else, Amy?
Well, Pringles released three Thanksgiving dinner Pringles flavors, turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie.
Wow.
And you can now order them in a three-pack online at the Kellogg store, but you probably should hurry because they're only available for a limited time.
Pumpkin pie?
Uh-huh. You got turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. I feel like, you know, sometimes how you can stack the Pringles flavors and, like, bite all into one. I feel like if you stack all three of those, it'd be a really awesome bite.
I also feel like you'd be missing out on the individuality of each flavor.
Sure, but also mixed together, some salty, sweet themselves.
Oh, okay, Amy, what else?
Okay, and lastly, did you know that Amazon was originally going to be called Relentless? And if you go to relentless.com, it redirects you to amazon.com.
Did you know if we were buying all of our stuff from Amazon and the same segment was happening, you would go, did you know Relentless was almost called Amazon? How stupid.
I know. I'm not saying you're stupid. I just, fun fact, if you go to relentless.com,
that's fun.
It'll redirect you to Amazon because that's how close it was. Like, could you, like, you know, we'd be like all about Relentless Prime.
Yep, we would. That's true. I'd be trying to watch some movies on Relentless. All right. Is that it, Amy?
Oh, yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bone, come
on. Amy, you got to fly home today?
Yep.
New York to Nashville?
Yeah, can't wait to get back in my own bed.
How'd the Kane Brown Theater go?
It went really good.
Yeah,
I only messed up once.
Why'd you mess up?
Well, I kind of walked off stage when I wasn't supposed to because I thought he was going to sing a song.
Yeah, he
wasn't supposed to go into a song. I was supposed to talk to him about something else. So I walked off and then Kane like stared at me and he was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, Amy. And then in my ear, because I have audio in my ear, the producer is like, Amy, get back on stage. You need to talk to him about the next song he's going to perform, which was on my upcoming note card that I didn't realize.
Did they edit that or was it live?
They will. So it was live on YouTube and then the radio broadcast is next week. So
perfect. They can edit it.
Right. And that's what everybody, like all of our executive type people were all like, you killed it. It was awesome. I said, whatever. I messed up. It was so bad. But actually funny at the same time because I kind of played off of it a little bit and Kane was super cool, but they're like, whatever, we'll edit that and it's gonna sound great on radio. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Can't edit this though. And you sound great on this.
I'm trying to ask for the audio of the mess up so I can bring it to you.
Okay.
We can relive it here.
We can make fun of it.
Well, you know, I mean, whatever. I just feel like I was trying to make you proud and I didn't want to mess up at all, but it was big. It was a big mess up. Like, I left the stage. Big time.
Fail until you don't.
That's
right.
I know. I was like, invite me back, guys. I'll fail until I don't.
I heard you did great. They told me you did great.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm proud of you. It's a big deal to get to go host those, you know?
I was super excited. Like, I was honored to be asked. Like, it was really cool. Like, it felt good. And,
you know, even with my little mishap, it was fine.
They could have called anybody and they called you.
Well, I'm sure a couple people were busy.
Mm-mm, just me. I was the only one person just busy.
Yeah, right. I know there's a list.
Nope, no list. All right, cool. Amy's doing that today, flying back. Going to see your kids. Lunchbox, what do you got going on today?
Man, nothing really. Today's a relaxation day. I guess I'm going to hit the nap circuit. You know, I mean, I stood in line yesterday for an hour to vote, so it really messed up my nap. So I'm going to have to take an extra long nap today. What about you?
I'm hosting a military special tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think
it's, yeah, with Eli Youngband, Brantley Gilbert, right?
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be live. I'm doing it tonight. I'm almost positive it's going to be live. So much like Amy did a theater in New York, I'm doing a theater in Los Angeles.
Don't mess up.
I may just walk off the stage in your honor.
Yeah. And then have like Eli Youngband look at you and be like, Bobby, where are you going? I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm the opposite. I just stay out there with the artists sometimes when they play and just sing along. So I'm going to do that tonight, though. I'm almost positive that it's live. So I'm going to have to practice for like 6 hours of dance. But I have two dances to learn, the jive and the salsa, and also do this. And it's good. Life's good, you know? Life's good.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Are you sure? Are they airing it for Veterans Day or is it live?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Amy, I don't know. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I pull my phone up. I'll look at my schedule. I've read notes for tonight. It's an important one to me. Read all the notes. I don't know what's happening anymore in my life. Yeah. I just follow my calendar on my phone.
Yeah. I feel like I was doing some liners for it. I don't know if it's live. But there is going to be some real life vets there.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to them. And I feel like at this point in this conversation, one of our producers should have come in my ear and said it's live or not. But I guess we're not.
We just fly by the seat of our pants.
We just fly by the seat of our
pants.
All right, we're going to go. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to the show. It's the Bobby Bone Show. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, Better. More Better with Stephanie and Melissa. Join us as we take on topics like listening to yourself, the challenge of self-care, and making friends as an adult. We're going to share our struggles. We're going to speak to experts. And we're going to share everything we learn with you. Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.